美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目问候朋友单元的高级课程。Lawrence 给 Jen 做媒，让他和自己的另外一位朋友 William 约会。
Today, Lawrence and Jen have met for coffee to talk about how Jen's date with William went.
So Jen, what did you think of William? Did you guys have a nice time on your first date?
Oh yeah, it was great. He took me to an Italian restaurant and we had an amazing conversation. I told him about how many kids I want and how my parents will be so excited to meet him.
You said all that on the first date. All right, well, are you two going out again?
Yeah, I called him after I got home to arrange our next date, but unfortunately his grandma is sick, so he has been busy every night visiting her in the hospital.
Professor Bowman, 看来这个 William 还真是 a catch. Jane 好像对他很满意，甚至提到去见父母和生孩子的事呢。不过第一次约会就说这么严肃的事，会把男生吓跑的。
Judging from my personal experience, that's very possible. Did you hear that William's grandmother got sick right after his date with Jen? That's a little odd.
就是啊 ,Jen 一约 William, William 就说自己奶奶病重。哪有这么巧的事？八成啊是他不想再见面，所以找的借口。
William told you that his grandmother is sick, huh? What exactly did he say?
He said his grandmother got cancer and has only a few weeks to live. It's really so sad. But when I talked to him on the phone, it sounded like he was holding up really well.
It didn't sound like he was too upset, huh? What did you tell him?
I asked if there was anything I could do to help his family, and I told him I could be a shoulder for him to cry on.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Jen, but both of William's grandmothers passed away more than 5 years ago.
Professor Bowman,Lawrence 说 William 的祖母五年前就 passed away 了。 Pass away 不是去世的意思吗？
Exactly. Sometimes people say that someone passed away because it sounds nicer than saying died.
怪不得 William 在电话里 holding up so well, 没有悲痛欲绝，原来奶奶生病真是他编出来的借口。
What do you mean his grandmothers are already dead?Wait a minute. You don't think he's avoiding me, do you?
Well, you know, claiming that your grandmother is sick is the classic excuse used to get out of doing something.
Oh, man. I hate rejection. It really makes you feel terrible, especially when you really like the person.
Is there anything I can do to help? Just remember, I'm there for you if you want to talk about it.
Professor, 我常听美国人说 being there for somebody, 这到底是什么意思呢？
Being there for someone is staying close to him and giving him support when he is going through a difficult period.
Oh, being there for someone 就是某人遇到困难时在他身边支持他，鼓励他。
Thanks. Sometimes talking with a friend is a great way to get over something. Do you mind if I vent a little bit?
Of course not. If you're feeling bad and want to let your emotions out, you can just say whatever you want to me.
Great.Because I am really mad at William. I mean, what kind of an idiot wouldn't be able to appreciate a smart, beautiful woman like me? Anybody who would be friends with that guy has to be really dumb.
Jen, you know, I'm friends with William.
Oh, right. Present company excluded, of course.
遇到挫折时啊，能有个朋友听你 vent, 倾诉，真是一件幸运的事。不过 Professor, Jen 说的Present company excluded 是什么意思啊？
When you criticize a group of people that the person you are talking to belongs to, you can say present company excluded, which means the person you are talking to is excepted from that criticism.
哦，就是在场者除外的意思。如果你批评一群人，而听你说话的人也是其中一员的话，你就可以说你不算，你跟他们不一样。哎 ，Professor Bowman。学了今天这一课啊，我再一次领悟到天下乌鸦一般黑，男人全都靠不住。Oh, 当然了 ，present company excluded
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。